Well, the COVID-19 pandemic has changed all our lives so fundamentally and so quickly. Some people are suffering much more than others. Our social interactions are at the bare minimum. Many haven't seen family or friends in weeks. Physical distancing is now the norm, and it's hard, particularly for people in the countryside. Our reporter, Elise Sheehy, has been speaking to people across County Limerick who are doing their best to ease that sense of isolation. Limerick hurler Dara O'Donovan delivering groceries to vulnerable people in his local community in East Limerick. His family owns O'Donovan's Londis shop in Oola. Dara drops the delivery at the front door and steps back 2 metres before the door is answered, adhering to social distancing guidelines.
Hi, Dara.
Hello, Anna. How are you?
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
We don't even have enough licenses, but there I was delivering to a house last week and they asked me, would I get him, two elderly people, would I get him a bit of alcohol, and I got it and brought it back out for them. So we have a role within the community now, you know, there's so many people that have lost jobs. Like our family, we're very lucky that we're not really affected in that sense.
And hurling is of course a part of your everyday life. How are you finding the adjustment of not being able to play with your team?
It's meeting your teammates. That's probably the biggest downer at the minute, you know, not getting to see the lads, I suppose, used to seeing every day of the week. But look, we'll get over it. And if I was to say anything, especially to people my own age and younger people, is not to be meeting.
And what advice would you have for younger children who are involved in the likes of hurling, Gaelic football, soccer, rugby? How can they keep their skill up?
You know, if you have a brother or sister, get them out, or get out your mum and dad, you know, and it could be great bonding at home.
In West Limerick, the Five Roads service station in Rathkeel is also providing assistance to the local community. Owner Geraldine Mead says help is at hand for the vulnerable.
We will deliver to anyone that's feeling a little bit vulnerable at this time. We can deliver coal and briquettes, gas, their groceries, their paper, whatever. We can pick up their car, we can fill it with petrol or diesel, whichever. We also sell wipers and bulbs, which would have been fitted to their cars in times past, and we will do that for them also.
Do we play tunes or will we do a song?
We'll do tunes.
Thanks. Okay.
In Newcastle West, the band Plucking Good have been left with no other choice but to cancel their gigs for the foreseeable future. However, COVID-19 hasn't stopped Eddie Whelan and Garrod McCarthy from doing what they love best, playing music. Like many other musicians, they have taken to social media to entertain their fans.
Well, I suppose it's all about social media now. There's a lot of musicians, and I must give a shout out to them for all the entertainment they've been giving us the last few weeks. It's not many people you'd have that have just lost their jobs that are trying to cheer others up.
Music is there to give people enjoyment and happiness as well and lift their spirits. So people, you know, miss the social aspect of going out and listening to live bands. And we're playing on Facebook and a lot of people are tuning in and advertising what time we're playing at, and people are commenting saying you met our day and when's the next gig, you know, and we get enjoyment out of that, like, because that's usually why most musicians play music.
Sounding good. Garrod McCarthy and Eddie Whelan from the band Plucking Good, ending that report from County Limerick by Elise Sheehy.